actually did come in that you had to, your postal assistant effectively had to have a taxi licence or you'd have to use a taxi. What effect financially would that have on you?
Well, I actually thought that it had come in because I received an email from the Access to Work explaining to me that my support worker would need to have a taxi licence. I was told to contact my local authority and ask them how much it would be. I contacted my local authority. They referred me to Transport for London. Transport for London said to me, it's unnecessary, you don't need to have a taxi licence unless Access to Work really insists you need to. When I spoke to Access to Work, they said to me, they wasn't sure they'd need to get back to me, and I've just been pushed from to and fro, to and fro. Access to Work don't really seem to know what the situation is. They had no idea of the cost. They're not sure whether they'd fund that cost or whether I'd have to pay for it myself. And they're still basically in the process of not sure, deciding or knowing what they're going to do and how it's going to work. And they mentioned, when I spoke to London Transport, they explained to me that I might need to get legal advice to find out where I stand. And
what?
Honestly, and then I spoke to Access to Work, explained that to them. They said, well, we wouldn't fund that. That's on your own head. And the whole thing is in the air, and I have no idea what's happening. I mean, you can imagine how stressful that is.
I can.
I'm not knowing. My PA is like, I can't get a taxi licence. How can I get a taxi licence? And where do we go for this? And, you know, it's just one thing after another. And she's not sure if her job's safe. I'm not sure if I'd feel comfortable. In fact, I know I wouldn't feel comfortable using taxis. They're really unreliable. And you can't be letting people down in the sort of work that I do. So I really don't know where my job stands or my PA's not sure. And to be honest, Access to Work don't really seem to know what's going on themselves.
You're going around in circles, aren't you? So in fact, if you did have to get a taxi, you'd have to get a taxi for yourself and your PA, wouldn't you, to get around all the work you do? This is nonsense,
isn't it?
But
you would have to be paid as well as the taxi, so...
This is nonsense. I mean, Faye, I think Cindy's just summed it up beautifully, hasn't she?
Yeah, exactly the point. And the thing that Cindy hits the nail on the head, this is being phased in. So some people will have already been told about this as Access to Work users. Some people will be unaware of it. But for those who have been told, they're actually unclear about where they stand now in terms of getting this licence or transferring over to a taxi. So as well as being kind of complicated, it's also incredibly uncertain for people.
So, I mean, look, we've got a statement here from the Department of Work and Pensions who oversee the Access to Work scheme, and they say, and I quote, "We have made these changes to comply with the law. Disabled people who still get the will still get the support they need with the additional costs of travel to work." So, Cindy, it seems from the Department of Work and Pensions that they will actually pay you the extra money, Faye?
I think the key point is there are two points there. The first one is, yes, it does comply with a law, but only 2 weeks ago, Department for Transport, their own department, suggested that actually... yes, that is what the law says, but actually it shouldn't be applied that way. If you go down that line, you could be applying it to childminders, to people who take older people to the supermarket, and that doesn't make sense. These rules weren't meant to be that kind of bureaucratic, you know.
So who needs to sort this out, Faye? Who is it who has the control to sort this out?
We have asked Access to Work and Department for Work and Pensions to relook at this because, as I say, their own department is suggesting this shouldn't be the case. And most importantly, whilst they are saying they will foot the bill of this, at a time when cuts are being made elsewhere, the disabled person is ending up with a worse service, a less personal service, and it's costing more money. So yes, they will pay for it, but in Cindy's case, for example, her travel currently costs £50 a week.
Right.
That would go up to £300.
And we, the taxpayers, will be paying for that?
Potentially, yes.
But I mean, isn't that fair? Aren't I right in thinking that £300 is just getting to and from work? It doesn't include the driving around that I do within work.
That's absolutely right. So on top of that, she would have extra costs involved with her doing her actual job.
So you've got two departments saying different things, haven't you?
That's essentially the situation we're in, yes.
We've got to try and think of somebody we can get in touch with and get this sorted out. Thank you very, very much indeed to both of you for clearly explaining that nonsense.